Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today I want to start with a bit of a paradox. It's a frustration that I think anyone who's spent even 5 minutes in the corporate world has felt. We spent, what, the last decade building these incredibly sophisticated pipes to get information to employees. We have intranets, Slack, these expensive learning platforms. I mean, the infrastructure is
It
massive.
is. It's a multi-billion dollar plumbing system.
Right. But the water, the actual content flowing through those pipes, it's often just trickling. Or worse, it's dry and boring. We've built this Ferrari of a delivery system, but we're fueling it with dirty gasoline.
That's the classic infrastructure versus supply
Yeah.
problem. You see it all the time. Companies spend millions on the delivery mechanism, the learning management system, the LMS, and then they realize they have like zero budget left to actually create something worth delivering.
And that is the exact friction point we're tackling today. We're looking at a really fascinating pairing of technologies that, well, that claims to solve this. On one side, we have Illumi. If you're in HR, L&D, you probably know them. They're that sleek, user-friendly platform, the car, in our analogy.
Right. Illumi is the vehicle. It's
Yeah.
where you do your onboarding, your compliance training, where you track skills. It's designed to be easy to implement. 4 to 6 weeks usually, and it focuses so heavily on engagement. But like you said, engagement requires something engaging to actually look at.
Exactly. A vehicle needs fuel. And that brings in our second player, Auto Content API. Now, the sources describe this not as, another chatbot, but as an industrial engine for automated content creation. So our mission for this deep dive is to figure out what happens when you hook that industrial engine up to the Illumi vehicle. Can we actually solve that production bottleneck in corporate learning?
A huge question. Because if you look at the landscape, we're really shifting from L&D being a manual craft, where you hand make every single slide deck,
Yeah.
to it becoming a scalable infrastructure. And that shift is going to be, well, painful for people who don't have the right tools.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We have to start with the context because the sources talk about a very specific problem called content saturation. Or is it the opposite? Like, is it that we have too much content or just not enough of the right kind?
It's the empty shelf problem in a world of infinite shelves. Platforms like Illumi offer, effectively infinite shelf space. You can host as many courses, videos, whatever you want, but filling that space is incredibly difficult.
Difficult how, like, is it a creativity thing or just a resources problem? Because I feel like everyone has a camera in their pocket now. Content creation should be easy.
You'd think so, but it's almost entirely financial. I mean,
Yeah.
the sources provide some pretty stark realities here. To outsource a single high-quality podcast episode using traditional means, hiring a producer, an engineer, hosts, it costs anywhere from $100 to
I mean,
$15,000.
$15,000 for one episode. That seems high.
If you want broadcast quality, script writing, proper editing, sound design,
Yeah.
and a professional short-form video, that's $3,000 to $10,000 per project.
Wow.
So put yourself in the shoes of that L&D manager using Illumi. You want to create a rich multimedia experience for a new compliance update. If you have to pay $5,000 for every single asset, the math just, it completely breaks. You run out of budget before you've even covered the basics.
Which explains why so much corporate training ends up being, those text-heavy PDFs or those terrible click-through slides everyone hates. The sources call it thin content. It's cheap, sure, but does anyone actually learn from it?
The data says no. Engagement just falls off a cliff. And low engagement is exactly what Illumi is trying to fight. Their whole value proposition is people development. But if the content inside their platform is dry because the company couldn't afford better, the platform can't do its job. It's like buying a 4K TV and just watching static.
Okay, so that's the setup. The car Lumi is ready to go, but the gas is way too expensive. Enter Auto Content API. Now, the documentation here, it's pretty technical, but it positions itself as a Notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise. I know Notebook LM, that's that new Google tool, but what does it mean to be the alternative for enterprise? Why not just use the Google one?
So Notebook LM is fantastic. You upload a doc, it gives you an audio overview, but it's a consumer tool. It's manual. You have to physically sit there, upload the file, wait for it, download it. Auto Content API is headless.
Headless. Okay, for the non-developers listening, that sounds a bit macabre.
Yeah, it just means it has no front-end interface. It's code talking to code. It's built for automation. And it doesn't just generate content from scratch. It performs something they call content transformation.
Content transformation. I like that phrase. It sounds less like AI making stuff up and more like recycling with style.
That's a great way to put it. The idea is your company already has the information. It's just trapped in a 50-page technical manual or a raw text file or a YouTube video of a town hall from 3 months ago. Auto Content API acts like a digestion system. It takes those inputs, URLs, PDFs, raw text, and it applies recipes to them.
Recipes, like a cookbook for content.
Exactly. It doesn't just summarize, it restructures. It can take that dry PDF and say, okay, this recipe calls for a dialogue script, or this one calls for a quiz.
Mm.
And then, and this is the key part, it outputs broadcast-ready assets. We're talking MP3s with all the ID3 tags, cover art, or MP4 videos with avatars.
So, connecting this back to Illumi, they have a content authoring feature. Usually that means a human sits there and types. But with this API, you could, what, take a policy document, feed it in, and get a whole multimedia course back in minutes.
Precisely. You move from a linear production model, one person, one asset, to a parallel one. One input, many assets. And because Illumi supports API and integrations, this content can just flow directly into the system. You don't even have to click upload if you set the pipes up right.
Okay, I want to get out of the abstract. Content transformation sounds great in theory, but what does this actually look like for an employee? Let's call him Dave. Dave logs into Illumi on a Tuesday morning. Is this stuff actually good enough to hold his attention?
Let's look at the commuter use case. This is probably one of the strongest arguments. Illumi has a mobile app, right? They push learning on the go.
Right.
But reading a PDF on your phone while driving is, well, it's illegal and impossible.
Highly discouraged, yes.
So use case A is the private podcast. Auto Content API has a feature called multi-speaker dynamics. It can take a dry compliance update or a quarterly report and turn it into a dynamic two-person dialogue. A lot like what we're doing right now.
Wait. So an L&D team could just upload the quarterly report PDF and the API spits out a 10-minute radio show about it?
Yep.
But does it sound robotic? I mean, if it sounds like my GPS reading a spreadsheet, Dave is going to turn it off in 5 seconds.
That's where the multi-speaker dynamics feature is so important. It simulates interruption, agreement, very pacing. It sounds conversational. It's not perfect, but it's miles ahead of standard text-to-speech. And think about the impact on knowledge transfer. The sources mentioned that big organizations struggle with information silos. By turning that text into audio, you make it bingeable. Dave can listen to the update on his commute through the Illumi app, and suddenly, retention rates go way up because you're fitting the content into his actual life.
It turns homework into a podcast. Okay, I can see the appeal there. What about video, though? The sources are all saying 2025 is the year of short, vertical video. The TikTokification of learning.
It's inevitable. And Illumi focuses heavily on skills intelligence and upskilling. But creating those snappy 60-second tip-of-the-day videos is just crazy expensive if you hire a production crew.
Right. That was the $3,000 price tag we mentioned. You can't spend that on a one-minute tip for how to use the new coffee machine.
Exactly. So Auto Content API has an endpoint. Video creates shorts. It generates 9.16 vertical videos, it adds AI avatars, it syncs the lips, and it generates subtitles automatically from the script.
Okay, what's the cost difference here?
The source says a manual video is hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. The API cost is about 400 credits. That's around 4 euros.
4 euros.
4 euros. That creates a massive arbitrage opportunity. If a video only costs 4 euros, you can afford to create a sales tip of the day every single morning. You can flood the Illumi platform with micro-learning content. You can do creative testing at scale. See what sticks, what people actually watch, without blowing your whole annual budget in January.
That is a game changer for keeping the platform fresh. Nothing kills an LMS faster than logging in and seeing the same 3 videos from 2019. It feels like a graveyard.
Agreed. And there's a third use case that fits perfectly with Illumi's employee onboarding focus. Explainer videos.
Oh, these are the horizontal ones, right? The 60 to 90 second ones?
Yes. Think about software training. You hire a new person. They have to learn 5 different internal tools. Usually they have to go read the documentation. This API can just crawl those documentation pages and generate consistent, high-quality video intros for every single tool.
So the new hire sits down, they open Illumi, and instead of reading a manual, they just watch a playlist of 60-second videos explaining exactly how to file an expense report.
And consistency is the key. It's not Dave from accounting recording a shaky screen capture with his dog barking in the background. It's a standardized, branded video asset. It just lowers the friction for new hires immediately.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me, or at least where I start to wonder about the human element. The sources talk about advanced capabilities, and 2 jumped out. First, voice cloning. They call it the CEO paradox.
This is a fascinating psychological piece. Employees want to hear from leadership. They crave that connection. But the CEO is the busiest person in the company. They can't spend 4 hours in a recording booth every week.
So the solution is cloning your voice. Isn't that a bit uncanny? Do people really want a digital puppet of their boss?
Well, the technology seems to have crossed a threshold. The reviews in the source material describe these voices as natural, steady, and believable. The idea is the CEO records their voice once. The API creates a clone. Now, the L&D team can release a weekly CEO update on Illumi. The CEO didn't technically record it, but it's their voice delivering their message.
I guess if it's transparent, if everyone knows it's an AI update, it does solve the bandwidth issue. I mean, it's better than radio silence from the top.
Exactly. It maintains that parasocial connection without the time cost. But for a global company, the next feature is even bigger, localization. Illumi serves organizations all over the world.
And language is usually the biggest barrier to scaling any kind of training.
Right. Normally, if you make a course in English, you have to pay a translation agency to recreate it in Spanish, German, Japanese.
Yeah.
It takes weeks. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. It can transcribe, translate, and then resynthesize the audio.
Resynthesize, so it actually speaks the translation.
Yes. So that CEO update we were just talking about, It can be available in Spanish and Japanese instantly. You upload the English version to Illumi, and the API just hands you the localized versions. You just multiply the reach of your training assets by, what, 5 or 10 times overnight without hiring a single local content manager.
That is the definition of leverage. You do the work once, and the tech scales it everywhere. But I want to pivot to something I think is really crucial. We've talked about transforming existing content, taking a PDF and making it a podcast. But what if the PDF is already outdated?
You mean, what if the source material itself is the problem?
Exactly. Let's say you're in fintech, the market changes every hour, your training from last week is already useless. Does the API just, you know, polish garbage?
This is where the deep research endpoint comes in. And this is really different from just processing a file you give it. This endpoint uses agents to browse the live web. It reads reputable sources, it cross-references claims, and it synthesizes findings with citations.
So it's not just summarizing a web page, it's actually doing research on the live internet.
Correct. It's performing the function of, like, a junior analyst. And you can set up a recurring research workflow. Imagine this. You set a trigger for a weekly schedule. The API scans for new competitor products or regulatory changes in your industry. It generates a script, then creates a weekly market briefing podcast.
And that podcast gets automatically uploaded to Illumi.
Exactly. So your workforce logs in on Monday morning and they're listening to an update about what happened yesterday. And no human had to spend their weekend writing that script. This keeps the workforce upskilled on the latest market reality in near real time.
That is wild. It's like having a dedicated team of analysts and producers, but it's just code running in the background.
It's the automated enterprise concept.
Yep.
It fundamentally changes the speed at which a company can learn.
Okay, we have to talk money again. Because usually when we talk about enterprise-grade solutions, deep research, voice cloning, we're talking enterprise-grade pricing, six-figure contracts. But you mentioned the credit model earlier.
The unit economics are startlingly low. The amateur plan starts at just 24 euros a month for 1,000 credits.
And a podcast was how many credits?
A podcast is about 10 credits.
10. So for 24 euros, you could theoretically make 100 podcasts.
Yes. The cost per asset is somewhere between 10 cents and 2 euros, depending on the complexity. Compared to human production, that is a savings of over 99%.
That's not just a saving. That's a complete collapse of the traditional cost structure. It makes you wonder what happens to all those agencies charging 15 grand.
They'll have to adapt.
Yeah.
But for the internal L&D team, this democratizes high-quality content. Small teams using Illumi can now produce stuff that looks and sounds like it came from a Fortune 500 media department.
But here's the hurdle, and I think this is where a lot of people get stuck. Technically, how hard is this to set up? Because API is a scary word for an HR manager. When I hear API, I think, I need to call IT, and IT never answers the phone.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Auto Content is API first, which developers love. But for the non-technical crowd, it integrates with tools like Make.com and Zapier.
Ah, the glue of the internet.
All right. So let's visualize a headless content production system. You, the HR manager, you just create a folder in Dropbox called New Policies. That's it. You make a folder.
Okay. I can do that. Even I can do that.
When you drag a PDF into that folder, that action triggers Zapier. Zapier sends the PDF to the Auto Content API. The API converts it into a podcast and a video. Then Zapier takes those new files and pushes them directly into a Lumi.
So the HR manager never even sees the API dashboard. They just drag and drop a file, and the magic just happens.
Precisely. The complexity is hidden. The result is just content appearing where it needs to be. It reduces the technical barrier to effectively zero.
So what does this all mean, then, if we zoom out? We have a Lumi providing this robust structure, the mental availability, as the sources call it. And then we have AutoContent providing hyperscalability.
I think it signifies a move toward what they're calling the agentic web. We're moving away from a world where we force employees to consume content in the format we found easiest to create, which is usually a document, because documents are cheap. We're moving to a world where AI agents transform that one document into whatever format the employee learns from best.
That's a really powerful distinction. It's not about the author's convenience anymore. It's about the learner's preference.
Exactly. If an employee learns best by listening while they drive, the system should provide audio. If they learn best by watching a short video, the system should provide that. AutoContent API just makes that personalization economically possible for the first time.
It effectively removes the excuse of, we can't afford to make that interesting.
It does. When the cost of production drops to near zero, the only limit is your creativity and your strategy. The production bottleneck is gone. The shelf doesn't have to be empty anymore.
That is a fantastic place to wrap up. We started with empty pipes, and we found a way to flood them with premium water.
Let's stick with water for the training modules. Maybe wine for the office party.
Fair enough. But here's the question I want to leave you with today. If you could turn every single PDF, every handbook, every technical manual in your company into a compelling podcast or a video series for literal pennies, what excuse do you actually have left for boring training?
That is the question every L&D leader needs to answer in 2026.
Thanks for diving in with us. We will catch you on the next one.